My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Take off your shirt and throw me.
Take off your shorts and dunk me. He is just the definition of...
The hottest spot north of
Seattle.
He's my quarterback.
Go Chargers, go!
You can't just flop that thing out on national TV and be like, hey, check this thing out.
If you're gonna suck, suck the right way.
Dude, he's such an effing loser.
You like that? You like that?
Well, my.
I really enjoy the show.
Thank you, bye.
I'm gay.
Hello. Shove that straight up your little kid ass. Yeah. Shove it up your little kid ass. God, we are awful.
By the way, first two drives of the second half of this Panthers game.
Punts. Who's that guy?
Who's
that guy right there?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you who that is. Oh, are those the McCourty brothers?
They look like twins.
They look like twins, and so that would make sense that McCourty is on the call for the Patriots. So that's got to be the McCourty twins.
Look at me
piecing stuff together.
Look at you. What a sports guy you are.
I'm watching for punts. I'm checking out twin brothers. I'm watching Bailey Zappi do jackass. Let's go. I don't know why, too, that I've decided to hate the Carolina Panthers. I'm rooting for them to be the worst team in football again.
Who's their coach?
They fired Frank Reich, and they hired...
The guy who outed himself for being Canales.
The Tampa Bay
Dave
guy.
Canales?
Dave Canales.
That's right.
Yeah, he outed himself for being a porn degenerate, you know,
yeah,
that
addicted
guy.
To porn and cheating on his wife and everything.
Yeah.
And
but now he found the Lord. Now he found God.
Wrote a book about it.
He is one of us.
He found the Lord, too? He was a beta theta. He was a beta theta.
That's underrated. I'm sorry.
You like the beta thetas?
He was a beta.
Beta thetas. Yeah, I do knew that. See, I like that.
That's amazing.
That's one of my favorites that I've had in a while. Again, it's the tone of it. The inflection.
This is a conversation that I've tried to have.
All right. Yellowstone is wrapping up the show.
Yeah, I think they're trying.
Not the geyser.
They're trying to film. Yeah, if that thing wraps up, we're hooped. That's like one of those like super volcanoes. If it blows, we're all dead. Yeah, they're trying to film like 5 episodes because Kevin Costner told the creator to go F himself. And so now
Wait, I thought they already did that.
I think they're filming them right now.
Because they say it's coming out in November.
Yeah, so they're either finishing it or they have already finished it. But yeah, I just want to know how the main character that the whole show's around, they're just going to come back and be like, well, he's gone. Like Costner refused to shoot like a death scene. So it's just going to be like some weird off-camera thing where they're like, well, that's the end of that.
Someone's going to get a letter from the Pony Express. He's not with us anymore.
See, we go back to Costner being kind of a bite in the ass.
Yeah.
Like, why is he refusing to, like, if they have to kill him off on the series because he can't shoot the series,
yeah,
why not? I mean, what is his problem?
I think there's bad blood between
yeah,
him
he
and the,
hates
the
that
Sheridan
guy.
Yeah. Yep,
Taylor Sheridan, yeah. You can tell he hates that guy.
Yeah.
He is screwing that guy over right and left.
100%.
And he might be right, might be wrong. I don't know. I don't know who.
There is no way that thing is not an ego off when you have the most successful show on television. It's one of the biggest shows in years. The whole show is based around you. And because you want to go do something different, you just tell him, in the middle of the last season, you're like, I'm not coming back. And they're like, all right, dude, can you come back and shoot one episode? Nope. You can't come back and shoot one episode, one goodbye. Yeah, no. No, I'm not.
So he's just going to be gone.
He's just going to be gone.
Do you think
they're going to have to explain it away?
Is it possible that Costner secretly hates that show and he thinks it sucks, but he's doing it anyway? And so now if Sheridan says anything, like gets a big head about anything, he's like, dude, I'm not doing your stupid show. I am the show.
Yeah.
It's him and actually the girl.
Rip and...
Well, Rip's good, but the
daughter.
The girl, she steals the show. Like, she's really good.
By the way, punt. Yeah, you can't continue the show. They ended the show because Costner, so he, whatever, in a swinging D off, Costner won. He's like, great, do the show without me.
Well, and I
like,
think that's
well,
what
can't.
I—that's what I mean. I think Costner knows that he is really the backbone of that, and it's not that good anyway.
Yeah.
And so he's like, fine, I'm out.
I kind of appreciate the fact that, and I feel bad for the others because
I mean, you don't see that a lot.
No,
before a show wraps, the main star is like,
I'm out. Well, think about this for everyone else, because Sheridan has a good career, and he wrote Sicario, and he's fine. Like he's a well thought of guy. Everyone else on that show, this is by far the biggest thing they've ever done, and it's not even close. Like this was a juggernaut. That like this had names trending. Rip and Beth were trending in our country for baby names. It was that popular, number one show on TV. And Kevin Costner is such a star that in the middle of that, he was like, "Yeah, I don't want to do this anymore." He's like, "I want to go do my own thing." You know the rest of the cast has to be livid. You want to talk about, like, Kevin Costner is USC and everyone else is the Pac-12.
He's their meal ticket.
Yeah, and he was like, yeah, sorry, guys, I don't want to do this anymore. Kevin, you make a lot of money. You don't really have to work very hard. And the rest of us get to live in the land of milk and honey. Yeah, I'm not going to do this anymore. And quite frankly, I don't care. Because I have Oscars and a lot of money, so go pound sand. I kind of appreciate that power move. It's a D move, but I appreciate he's the one guy that's like, I don't care how much money you pay me. I'm not doing this.
Yeah, you ruffle his feathers.
Yeah. And he does seem like the sort of guy that if you do piss him off, it's not about money.
He's like an F around and find out guy.
Yeah.
Like, you want to mess with me, you little son of a bitch?
I'm not doing this.
Watch this.
Take my Oscar and cram it somewhere.
Resourceful little bitch. Shove that straight up your little kid ass. So Yellowstone is coming back, I think November 10th, they said, without Costner. It's the final
five episodes,
and then that's it.
Because
we've already seen the first five episodes of the last season.
They
split that into two parts.
They were done.
So the next thing is, we've talked before about the two spinoffs. They had... I always forget the years. They had the one with...
At 1883, was with Tim McGraw.
Yeah, and I thought that one sucked.
Yeah, and Faith Hill. And then they had 19-something
12?
With... Yeah, it was like 1912, and that had Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren, and that was good.
It was very good.
Yeah.
And that's, again, it's all Taylor Sheridan. Well, I guess there's another one in the works called... It was originally titled 2024, because he's naming them all by the date. Yeah,
can we come up with a better...
Well, he changed the name of it.
Okay, good.
It is no longer 2024. It is Madison. Oh, it's called The Madison.
The Madison.
Yeah. It follows a New York City family in the Madison River Valley of central Montana.
Oh, I was like, Madison. Like, this is a bit of a departure if we're going Madison Avenue.
So they're basically saying it's Yellowstone brought up to modern day.
Okay. It's a Bumgarner spinoff tribute.
Yeah, pretty much. Who's the because the rumored
star.
The rumored one,
Madison Bumgarner,
was he would fit that Rube. The rumor was for a long time that the spinoff they wanted, it wasn't even a spinoff. They were trying to get McConaughey to come take over the Yellowstone role in some way. And McConaughey's like, dude, I am not stepping into Costner's shoes.
Well, hello there.
It's a female.
Of course it is.
She's a hot.
I do like that.
Or what it was is? Is
what?
I mean, she's up there in age now. I'm speaking of the great Michelle Pfeiffer.
Get right the hell out of town.
She's going to star in it.
She's going to be the main gal, huh?
And be an executive producer, apparently.
All right.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Michelle Pfeiffer in a long time.
Yeah, we were off on the years. 1883 was the first one.
I said that.
1923 was the second one.
I had no idea which one that was or what year that was. Michelle Pfeiffer, by the way, still looking good. 66.
Yeah.
All right.
I haven't seen her in years.
No, I can't remember the last thing she did.
So she's going to be on the Madison.
Okay.
And they don't know when this is going to come out. But
yeah, they're going to keep spinning that thing off forever and ever and ever because they just someone probably keeps handing Sheridan a bunch of money.
All right. Up next. Did you see what happened in Vienna with the Tay Tay show?
Yeah.
You see that?
Yeah, I did see that. I felt it was horrible for some people flew. Like, there were some bad beat stories out there from people.
Bad beat.
Well, you
like
know,
losing a bet.
Well, think about it. You spend $1,500 to catch a flight, and you rent hotel rooms and all that stuff, and then it's like, yeah, no.
It is 6:13 on the fan. Ryan Cooley on vacation still, it sounds like.
Is he allowed to take vacations?
What would you say you do here?
Shouldn't he be selling something?
He's not here.
Slacker.
Short break. Good thing I didn't have to squirt.
P schedule's getting better, is it? You're on that super beta flow max Joe Theismann was hawking for a while.
Well, I had to squirt.
Whatever happened to Joe Theismann?
Dead.
Yeah, he was selling prostate pills for a while. And then he disappeared.
Did you ever hear the story that his last name was pronounced Theismann until he was a Heisman candidate? And then Theismann for Heisman rhymed, so he changed it?
No.
Get right the hell out of it.
I don't know if it's an urban myth or if this actually happened, but I have heard this tale before.
I do knew that.
I did not knew.
I that. Do knew that.
I do knew that.
I am an ignorant boob. I had no idea. Now I kind of want to see what Joe Theismann's up to. He's 74. He probably looks great with fake hair and a super tan, facelifted face.
Hey, we have Kevin Costner running on the text line.
Ooh. I'm intrigued by this. I love me some Kevin Costner, but I'm fully prepared for this run-in to be terrible.
I took care of Costner in Eastern Oregon in the late 80s in the LeGrand emergency room.
Oh.
It was both he and his wife at the time who fell on searches for movie sets. I don't know. This guy, I don't know what he meant by that.
Well, if they were doing like a location scout, you know, like they're checking out areas and somebody fell.
I think he's trying to say that Costner fell on the set, some set. And he said he was a complete gentleman.
I like it.
He had two flat tires skidding from the hills of Wallowa County back to LeGrand. No pictures from that era.
That makes me happy.
Yeah.
Because I
complete gentleman.
I want to love Kevin Costner, but it's much like Will Clark. I'm afraid that he could be an ass. And by the way, Joe Theismann, he's a speaker now. And all it says under his speaking fee is under $25,000.
Okay.
So that's what he says.
I don't think I'd want to hear him speak.
Losing his successful football career at 35 to a serious injury, Joe Theismann learned firsthand how to think, analyze, and reinvent in the face of adversity and change. And you don't want to hear that?
No.
How dare you?
I don't.
Yeah?
I think football guys think too much of themselves sometimes.
He'll tell you how to manage to win. He'll teach you about game plans for success, the challenge of change. Still nothing?
Correct.
He will also sell you a copy of How to Be a Champion Every Day, 6 Timeless Keys to Success, according to Joe Theismann. I don't like your attitude right now.
Do you think he ripped off the 6 Timeless Keys of Success from another book? Because I do.
Hey, there's a, we can. It's a whole speaking network here where we can. Hey, Theismann's a bargain.
Theismann,
because it says that Theismann is under 25. Terry Bradshaw is going to run you between 40 and 70.
He's a little more dynamic, probably a little funnier.
Tony Dungy over 70.
I don't know that. Do you think that Terry Bradshaw has a good message?
No, I think he's probably funny, but I don't think it's a good message at all.
Yeah, see, I don't think Theismann has a good message, and he's not funny.
Hmm.
So I'll go Bradshaw over Theismann. And who'd you say, Tony Dungy?
Tony Dungy's over 70. That's going to cost you.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably got the best message of any of them, but also don't care.
What about Mary Lou Retton? Olympic gold medalist? And how about this? Under 10. Huh?
Under 10,000?
Under 10,000. That's a bargain.
Yeah, I don't...
Not doing anything for you?
No.
What about Gary Player?
Isn't she broke? Ooh, yeah, Gary Player.
I think she's broke, which is why it's under 10,000. I bet you could probably get Mary Lou Retton for 1,500 and some Chipotle.
I think Gary Player would be good.
Yeah, Player's on there. We got Jay Billis. You get Mo Rivera. Ooh, Mo just says contact for rates. That means that's...
I wouldn't want him.
Mo's expensive.
I think he'd be sneaky boring. Jay Billis would be good.
Yeah, Billis is on there. Ray Lewis is on here.
Now, there you go.
Yeah, Lewis would be good. Buster Posey's on here.
One of the most boring humans on the planet. Great baseball player. Like, watching paint dry, like, doing an interview with him. It's like vanilla, if vanilla chose vanilla as their favorite flavor.
Yeah, it's just a whole list. It's like it's the Washington Speakers Bureau. And you can just go on there and... You got a little bit of everybody.
Let's say your life is in shambles.
Jim Abbott, under 25. That's a nice bargain.
And you're about to die.
Yeah.
And you have to pick one notable speaker to lift you out of your doldrums or you die.
That's pretty good.
Who are you choosing?
It might be Ray Lewis.
To speak to you.
You ever heard Ray Lewis speak?
Yeah.
Dude, Ray does a good job.
He'd be good.
Doesn't he do a lot of churchy-churchy?
Yeah. It's churchy-churchy, but it's like Ray's got some pregame speeches that are out there that are pretty damn good. Like he, and plus I think I'd be terrified of Ray Lewis, so I think that might inspire me as well. I'm trying to think of other people that I've heard that are really, really good speakers.
Did you say Obama?
Snowflake.
He died like a dog. There was a lot of shooting. There was a lot of blasting.
Obama would be really good.
Yeah, he's
good. Actually, he'd be very inspiring, too.
Yeah, he's a good speaker.
Yeah.
I can't do, like, the Tony Robbins guys, because they just seem so hokey to me. And I don't know what they're ever successful in other than speaking.
Was it McConaughey whose seminar you signed up for?
I still get emails for that hunk of crap. Still get them to this day. Yeah, I'm just trying to think of the person that would be the most... uplifting that I feel like would
Michelle Obama be good. She'd lift you right up.
What is she lifting me up about? What
she's inspiring.
No offense to Michelle Obama, but what did she do besides marry Barack?
Well, she's been through a lot.
What?
Well, she's a woman.
She married Barack Obama.
She's a black woman.
That married Barack Obama. Look, I'm not trying to like talk ass inspiring. On Michelle Obama.
A lot of people think she's very inspiring.
Hey, her brother was the coach of Oregon State basketball. I don't know if you heard.
I'm asking 100% question here. I'm not trying to be a sexist ass, even though I understand that's probably what it sounds like. Outside of marrying Barack Obama, what did Michelle Obama do?
Well, it's not what she's done. It's who she is.
Someone that married Barack Obama. Is she going to teach me how to marry a president?
She's a great person with a great message.
What's the message?
She's very uplifting.
Marry a president?
And very strong and tough and bold.
How?
She's a beacon of hope.
Well, again.
Why?
I don't know.
She's a black woman. A strong black woman.
Okay.
And that scares a lot of people that look like you.
Does
black,
it?
Please. Thank you. It does. Yes, it does. It definitely
right.
does.
All right.
She's a badass.
I don't know why she's a badass.
Well, she's a great writer. She's a great speaker.
Is she a great writer?
Yeah, they say she is. I haven't read any of her books, but
look, you think she's well, they written did. One of they, her own books?
Dude, her books
look at
are
you.
Her books sell. She, her knows, books, she ain't writing them.
Her books fly off the shelf.
Right, but she's not penning them.
Well, she's
she might have a story people are interested in.
I don't think
in.
You know that.
I Does now any someone, celebrity write their own book?
Now someone's I'm getting read the book, Jason. She was pretty accomplished.
Yeah, bitch.
Accomplished? I don't know. What did she do before
Why
Barack?
Does she have to do something? Why can't she just be a great bitch. Person that people want to hear from and be inspired by?
Well, normally if I'm listening, you said someone that's going to inspire me. It would have to probably be someone that's done something that I aspire to or that is an inspiration to me. Like, I listened to, Marcus Luttrell, the guy that was one of the more heartbreaking things I've ever heard. But he was the guy that the Lone Survivor was based off of, the Navy SEAL. Like, I left that thing in tears and inspired. Like, that was like, oh, my God. But, like, there was a theme around that. There was like, hey, this is what happened. I don't know. I'm not being an ass. I'm asking, if I went and listened to Michelle Obama speak, what would Michelle Obama talk to me about besides being the First Lady of the United States, which is pretty cool, but I don't want to hear Laura Bush talk to me about it or Melania. Oh, my God. Can you imagine that? I put my head in an oven.
You're not going to be inspired by Melania?
You want to talk about... Oh, that... I'm not even going to touch that one. But, yeah, that's a whole other ballgame. She hates that dude so much. It's like that look of just absolute disdain. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm reading through her bio here.
Yeah, what did she... Was she a...
She went to Harvard Law.
Oh, that's cool.
And she studied sociology and African-American studies at Princeton.
Very impressive.
Before Harvard Law. Then...
So she was an attorney.
She became... Yeah, she specialized in intellectual property law.
Okay.
While at a firm in 1989, she met Barack Hussein Obama.
So I would be listening to someone, impressively, that went to Harvard, became a lawyer, and then married Barack Obama.
Well, no, I'm not done. She then, from 92 to 93, she was the assistant commissioner for the Chicago Department of Planning and Development.
I don't know what that means.
She founded the Chicago branch of Public Allies, a leadership training program for young adults. She served as the branch executive director until 1996. Then she was associate dean of student services at the University of Chicago, where she was organizing the school's community outreach programs.
Dean Bitterman.
Right. And then Barack ran, and she quit that job to be on his campaign.
Yeah, and then wife, mother, and first lady.
Yeah, and mother. We forgot that part.
Mother. The toughest job in the world. All right, well, it's impressive. Would I be inspired? Probably not.
Well, I think the first lady part is, you know, I mean... When you're the first lady, you got to do a lot of stuff.
Do you?
Well, I think you do. You don't have to because Trump's wife didn't. But yeah. I think a lot of them do. They have their little causes, you know, and they go out and do. Like her big one was supporting military families.
Mm-hmm. But wouldn't
the other one was childhood obesity? That was a big one for her.
But wouldn't I just listen to Barack because he was the president? No offense, but this is like when Lady Di.
But I do think she's doing different stuff than what was important to him. Like it says here that her four main initiatives were healthy families, supporting service members and their families, higher education, and international adolescent girls' education.
Yeah, there you go.
So I don't know that Obama's doing all that.
I think all do that. The first ladies or first husbands.
Yeah, it could be.
They just get their causes and they go party in those realms.
Okay.
That's what they do.
All right. Well, people like her. People love her. To bring it around, would I want her to speak to me and inspire me? Probably not.
She's amazing.
I'm going to pick someone else.
And I guarantee you she would inspire the living crap out of you.
I want that one. Have you seen the, I forget his name. I think his last name's Kim. He's an Asian American. The dude is he's a doctor, he's a Navy SEAL, and he's an astronaut. Have you seen that, bro?
No.
I want that guy. There's a guy out there. His name's like, I think it's like Johnny Kim or something. Just look him up. He graduated. He's a surgeon. He graduated medical school. He's like a surgeon. And then he's a Navy SEAL. And he just qualified a few years ago to be an astronaut. That son of a bitch those three careers, you're a doctor, a Navy SEAL, and then for S's and giggles, I'll just go and be an astronaut. No offense to Michelle Obama. I want that guy to talk to me. With that guy. I understand, you know, the community outreach and all that. Give me that dude.
Give me Hulk Hogan. Of course, I'm kidding.
Feel better, brother.
Kid Rock.
Kid Rock. Oh, God.
Yeah, his name's Johnny Kim. Look up that guy. It's the most. If you ever want to feel, although maybe this is bad. Like I was going to say, if you ever want to feel bad about your life, look up Johnny Kim. He's like the age of 40, and he's already accomplished. He accomplished more probably by the age of like 23 than anyone else will ever do in their life.
Yeah, he's probably boring.
You think so?
Yeah.
No, I mean, don't think so.
Sometimes, and that's the thing. That's when you speak and you motivate, you don't have to have like I'm trying to think of somebody who's really accomplished, who's just awful speaker. Mm-hmm. Like Belichick. Like, you want to listen to Belichick speak? No.
This guy I want
to hear. DeShaun Foster.
This guy I want to hear speak. He graduated high school in 2002. He got a Bachelor of Arts, summa cum laude, in mathematics from the University of San Diego in 2012. A Doctor of Medicine from Harvard Medical School in 2016.
That's pretty cool.
He was a Pat Tillman Foundation Scholar Athlete in 2017. He was an All-American swimmer and water polo player. Then he joined the Navy, and because his whole life, his goal was to become a Navy SEAL. So he enlisted with the Navy in 2022, and he became that. And then after that, while I guess he was still a Navy SEAL, while studying at Harvard Medical School, he met and was inspired by an astronaut physician named Scott E. Perzanski to apply for the astronaut candidacy. And then on June 7, 2017, he was one of 12 candidates chosen from a pool of over 20,000 to join the astronaut group. And he managed to accomplish that.
Look, that's all great. But again, it does not make him an effective communicator.
You're telling me you would rather listen to Michelle Obama than that guy right there?
I would definitely like to listen to Michelle Obama. I would also like to listen to him, but I would be prepared for the idea that he's dull. Hmm.
They're both standing in front of you. You only get to hear from one of them.
Obama.
But can you reach out? I'd like to get Johnny Kim on the program for the club. I want to hear what this cat's got going on.
Sure, I'll see if we can get Johnny Kim.
What else? Like, what's he doing? He's just hanging out.
Probably wants a fee, right?
What? No, he's just, I don't know. This isn't an astronaut now. I don't know what he's doing.
Okay, well, give him a call.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear the 8 necessary traits to being a great public speaker?
Sure.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Concise. Ability to read the room, enthusiasm, self-awareness, authenticity, knowing how to dress, and adaptability. That's it. None of those are anything on anybody's resume.
That's true. And when you do get a good public speaker, it's impressive to watch someone that can control a room like that.
Well, and there's always speakers that blow you away. They're like, wow, I wouldn't have been interested in that, but they were awesome.
Yeah.
Because of those things. Mm-hmm.
I heard Dick Vitale speak once, one of the best sports speakers I've ever heard.
He's great. He was a good one.
He was really
good. I'd like to listen to him. Yeah. I think he'd be really good, inspiring public speaker.
He was very passionate, and he just seemed like a good guy. I very much enjoyed listening to him speak.
Yeah, all right. We got to nothing there that we wanted to. Not sure.
Well,
why.
We've determined that you want to hear from Michelle Obama, and Suk does not.
And we're not getting Michelle Obama on the program, but maybe we could get Johnny Kim. Not to be confused with Johnny Sins. We can't get him on the program.
We do know Michelle's brother.
That's true. I still don't think we're getting Michelle on the program.
Yeah, probably not. But we do have an in. Uncle Craigie.
Yeah.
We think.
Good luck with that.
Wonder what he's doing now.
I don't know. He's not being a Navy SEAL, a doctor, or an astronaut. And when Johnny Kim walks into a bar, which one of those do you lead with? Like, Johnny's in there trying, you know, he's getting iced out by some gal. What hat do you put on? Harvard Harvard medical doctor, astronaut, Navy SEAL.
Well,
go.
I think you can't really brag about being a Navy SEAL, can you?
Really?
I don't think you're supposed to do that, are you?
I think
aren't those guys pretty?
They all wear Navy SEAL hats though and stuff. I mean,
give little hints.
Yeah,
Navy little SEAL, breadcrumbs.
Navy SEAL.
Hey,
tattoo.
Ask me about my hat.
Check this out. Well, I wouldn't wear a Navy SEAL hat.
Craig Robinson is now the executive director of the National Association of Basketball Coaches.
Hmm. Okay.
So very tidily title.
Just asking. Like, what's the go-to? Because those are three panty droppers.
I think it depends on who you're talking to.
Yeah?
Yeah, you got to read.
Hey, Red
again,
Danny! Red Danny!
Any good one good trait of a great public speaker is being able to read the room. Mm. And if you're trying to get in some panties,
yeah,
you have to decipher in your head which one would impress that particular woman the most.
But we're going. I need a ranking out of you.
Give me the four again.
Well, he's not. He's a Harvard doctor. He's a Navy SEAL. He's a freaking astronaut.
I'm probably leading with Navy SEAL, but...
Yeah, that's the answer.
Then I'm going astronaut.
Wow. Harvard doctor goes last,
huh? That's boring.
Kind of agree.
But cool, but I mean...
Very impressive,
not
but
cool.
Not
impressive, but not... Yeah. And then if I had to, I might go astronaut on some of the ladies.
Yeah, I think astronaut works a little better than...
I think if they're nerdier,
yeah.
I'm going astronaut. Yeah. If they're a little bit more like, you know, the...
Little white trash?
Yeah, a little trashy little America kind of gal. You go Navy SEAL, you probably get laid right on the spot.
Yeah. And then if they're a little uptight, then you break out the...
Yes.
Sorry, this is my Harvard class ring.
Yes, uptight or bougie,
yeah.
Then you go Harvard.
Boy, that guy's got all of them covered. He has every base covered that you could. And then if worse comes worse, he just takes off his shirt and is like, oh, sorry.
I'm going to show you my boobs.
So incredibly ripped.
All right, we got to go. I forget what we were going to talk about. It's 6:36. Here's Buck.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
So Taylor Swift's show in Vienna was canceled.
Terrorists.
Yeah, terrorist bros. Young guys, 19, 17, and 15 years old. They were indoctrinated to the old ISIS online there.
Yeah.
ISIS sympathizers. And they said that there was a stockpile of chemicals, explosive devices, detonators, and 21,000 euros in counterfeit cash at the home of the main suspect. And he said he planned to kill himself and a large number of people at the show.
Yeah. Was it the... When was the last time? Was Ariana Grande, I think, had one of these, right? Didn't someone?
She did?
Yeah, there was a...
Someone shot up, like, someone waited for everyone, like, they called in a threat or
there,
something.
There, I think there was a called-in threat, yeah.
And then when they were leaving, they started shooting. Like, she had some... Someone tried to do something at one of her concerts.
Well, she's now going to...
That's kind of scary, though, by the way. I mean, if you're Taylor Swift and you find out that someone's planning to terrorist your concert, I mean, that's... kind of scary.
Is there a drop in there?
What's that now?
They planned a terrorist your concert?
Yeah, I think maybe. Would that fit into the mosaic?
I don't know.
I do know that.
Let's try it. Yeah, so she's now headed to London, and the London mayor said, ah, come on. She's doing 5 shows there.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, it'll be fine. We're still on. So I wonder what Tay-Tay thinks of that.
Guess it's a little spooky.
I guess it is, but you gotta...
Well, I mean, you can't hide from it, and at the same time...
Well, you need that money.
I mean, you caught these two bros.
Well, maybe she doesn't need the money.
She does not.
She wants the cake.
But she caught... You know, they caught these two bros, and so, you know, unless it was
there
like...
There were 3 of them.
Oh, there's 3?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what are the chances there was like an entire network of people? I mean...
Well, it is ISIS.
Yeah, but they were all radicalized online. Small group.
Yeah, they said they were in touch with other people who knew of the plot as well. Mm. I don't know, man.
Kind of
scary. Say what? I'm making sure my head of security. If I'm Tay-Tay, I'm making sure my head of security is on top of this. Not like the Secret Service.
Well, I mean, I don't...
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean...
Can you imagine that?
No.
If that happened, I don't know how many people they could take out.
A lot.
And they'd all be young girls.
Mm-hmm.
Just there to see a show.
Yep. Well, I mean, what was the the Vegas one got 56, right?
56 what?
The guy in Vegas that shot up the country music fest.
Well, I think this guy was doing the strap explosive thing. Kill himself. So yeah. I mean that could be even more. I don't
know. Well, a lot of times you see the mass murder plots and it's you know, I mean they're all scary, but some of the scariest stuff is when you read about what their intention is. And how many people they're actually intending to get. And, you know, one life is too many. But some of those, you know, it could actually have been way, way worse. And like you said, you go into the middle of a busy concert strapped with a bunch of explosives with 3 guys. I'm guessing you could get a lot. You can get a lot of people.
Well, I think it's great that they catch this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, we shouldn't take that for granted.
No.
Seeing as how there was a guy crawling on a roof, 2 football fields away from
and everyone saw him and still nothing happened?
Exactly.
Yeah. I do think about it like when I go to big public gatherings and stuff. It is in my mind now. When I think about it, I was down at the festival in Redmond. And I thought about it. Whenever I'm in big groups of people, I do have that thought of...
Do you look for the out?
Yes.
Where are you going to run?
Sometimes. I'm definitely more aware of that stuff than probably... I guess normal people, because I do think about it, but I guess a lot of times I just think about, to me, how easy it would be to do something like that at a big show, because security is usually not that good. Well, like, you know, you go to those festivals and normally just what separates you is just like a little fence. Like, how hard would it be for someone to, I don't know, fill up a van full of explosives and then just drive through the fence and head to the middle of the crowd? I do think about that and how easy it would be. And when something like that happens, I don't know what you do. I don't know how you stop any of that stuff other than this. You catch it before it happens.
Have we checked in on ISIS lately? What do they got going on? I thought we wiped them out.
Yeah, I don't think that they're...
They'll tell you they've never been wiped out.
And would the Swifties take them out? Can we sick the Swifties on them and maybe it'll end it?
Well, I think ideas probably never die. And I just don't think that they have like a big organization anymore. Plus now I saw a thing on Netflix a while back about this, And this is kind of the new wave of terror, they're saying, is the online stuff, because you don't need a bunch of money, you don't need a home base or anything like that. You can just radicalize people online, and you get kind of the lone wolf McQuaid type stuff like this. Well, you got three of them, but I mean, think about that. You get three guys that are pissed off about whatever. They read a bunch of propaganda online. They get all worked up. Next thing you know, you can go to a concert and lo and behold, there you go. I've said it before. It actually surprises me that we don't have more of that stuff that actually goes through. Because again, it never seems that hard to me to, when you see these plots, they're never that elaborate.
It's always dum-dums carrying them out.
Yeah, it's not like it's Johnny Kim isn't that. It's just some idiot. Who are the three morons, right? They were planning to kidnap the governor of, like, Michigan.
Yeah, there were, like, six of them.
Right?
And I listened to a whole podcast series on that. They were total idiots.
Morons.
They were just disenfranchised, angry online people.
Yes, and that's usually what this is. But in nowadays, sometimes that's all it takes is a couple disenfranchised people that get their hands on some stuff, and away you go. But it's always shocking how many times the ones that do end up being successful. Like, there's a million warning signs. I told you I read that book on Columbine. Dude, that thing could have been stopped 1,000 times. That thing went on for like 2 years. If anyone had their head remotely not up their ass, that would have never happened. Same thing with the Brandon Lentz, the Sandy Hook shooter? Oh my God. Like, how many warning signs were there? Some of the people that commit these shootings are literally on watch lists. And yet somehow they still get their hands on guns, and then no one seems to monitor it, and then they go shoot a bunch of people. But at least in this one, you know, again, online chatter. That's the other thing, is most of these idiots talk about it to other people, and, you know, because they're stupid and they can't keep their mouth shut, and they get caught.
All right. On that uplifting note, we will try to say something offensive before... Andrew Nimick takes over.
Yeah, see what we can do.
See if we can do it next on The Fan. All right, well, that's going to about do it for us.
Yeah, don't have time to say anything offensive before Nimick comes on.
No, actually, you do.
Talks about young boys.
Go.
I wouldn't do little kids because that's, you know, I don't know.
Oh, for God's sakes. Can we clean it up in there, Buckley?
I'm going to get rid of all the women. I'm going to get rid of all the black guys.
Yeah. We've said it all.
Man.
Out of context.
Very incriminating.
It's not good.
But it's okay.
Well, it's like, again,
it doesn't bother me.
No. But if you ever had your text messages leaked without context, it would be the worst thing of all time.
I've heard it asked, what would you rather have leaked, your text messages or your internet search history?
Dude. Internet search history 100 times over.
You would rather have that.
You'd rather
out?
Have that out there.
Yes.
Oh, why? Do you God, say bad yes. stuff on text or something? What's the matter
Horrid
with you?
Horrid things. Horrid things.
Would they get all the insurrection planning and all that?
Well,
on there?
I don't want my plan to kidnap a governor to be leaked. For God's sake, got to keep that close to my vest. We were the last time we went down to we do a golf trip every year down to Reno or Tahoe. And we have a group text going, and we did have, because we were all out in the, we were out in the lake. And I don't remember who brought it up, but someone was like, dude, if there was an accident, like someone drowned and like there was an investigation and they got a hold of this group chat, it would be the worst thing ever. The amount of explanation that we would have to do to the police saying this was just a golf trip.
Them trying to explain it away as guys being guys and no one else understanding that.
Dude, it is just, I mean, it is nightmare fuel stuff. We're like, no one die. No one commit a crime, at least a serious crime. This is not for public consumption. They're like, we'll just delete it. And they're like, dude, they can retrieve text messages, which is going to make it look even worse when someone investigates like some sort of suspicious death. And they're like, why did you delete this group text? And you're like, I don't know.
I gotta tell you, maybe it's just because I'm an old man now, but I never...
Nothing?
I mean, no, I never put anything that could come back and bite me on text. And I mean anything. And if I do, I say delete this.
Just a lot of cocaine and ladyboy references. It's just not good.
Well, that's not fair.
Oh, it's bad. It's so bad. were just down here. We're all friends. We're just golfing. I don't know what happened.
All right. Our show is over. Mercifully.
Thank God.
Coming up next is Recruiting with Andrew Nemec. We are back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.